All it took today was a dose of reality. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 30th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being here. Workers staged walkouts over coronavirus issues and more to come, it looks like. Big banks are quietly discouraging lines of credit. There's plenty of cars, but no buyers. Also, way too much oil crashes that market. Johnson & Johnson is working on a vaccine and signed a big deal today. Companies are ramping up the manufacturing of ventilators. Those stories and more. Plus, Laura Kennard on some hyper-local events. It's coming right up.
Insight on Business The News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, Wall Street had a pretty good day today, and all it took was some serious science behind the decision to not open the nation for business by Easter. Unnerved by that prospect, businesses reacted with the uncertainty that it was not the right thing to do. Well, today, the rollback for opening the nation, maybe, was set for April 30th. Yet, that also may not be the right timing. But today, the markets were steadied by that news, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Several groups of workers are going off the job, and they say that they are planning these work stoppages as ways to get improved safety measures and paid leave. Tomorrow, employees at Whole Foods have planned a sick out over demands for better conditions, including double pay because of the hazards of working during the pandemic. Today, thousands of Instacart shoppers, who are considered independent contractors, began striking for guaranteed protections. They're calling for the company to provide hand sanitizers and wipes and so-called hazard pay of an extra $5 an order. The Silicon Valley startup has more than 200,000 contracted workers making multiple trips to grocery stores and delivering items to people's homes. The Instacart shoppers aren't alone in their efforts to win added benefits. Hundreds of Amazon workers in California's Inland Empire delivered a petition to their management team last night demanding improved benefits, cleaner facilities, and better notification as positive coronavirus cases continue to surface. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, which represents 1.3 million workers in grocery, retail, and other industries, announced its support for the three actions. Amazon, which owns Whole Foods, has reportedly had coronavirus spread to at least 17 warehouses in the United States. That, according to Reuters. According to several people familiar with the matter and now being reported by Bloomberg News, the biggest U.S. banks have been quietly discouraging some of America's safest borrowers from tapping existing credit lines due to record corporate drawdowns on lending facilities. For Wall Street, it's not an issue of liquidity so much as profitability. Investment-grade revolvers, especially those financed in the heyday of the bull market, are a low-margin business, and some may even lose money. With so many companies suddenly seeking cash anywhere they can get it, they're now threatening to make a dent in banks' bottom lines. So far, it seems that some corporations are willing to oblige, turning instead to new, pricier term loans or revolving credit lines rather than tapping existing ones. U.S. financial institutions have sold almost $50 billion of bonds over the past 2 weeks to bolster their coffers, and corporate bankers are advising companies not to hoard cash unless they urgently need it. Some are even telling certain clients to hold off on seeking new financing to avoid overstressing the system, already stretched to its limits operationally, as bankers are inundated with requests while stuck at home due to the pandemic. New vehicle sales in the United States are likely to grind to a halt as consumer confidence erodes and dealerships shut down. And it's not over. social distancing restrictions are going to remain in place until the end of April. TrueCar has forecasted a sales drop for March of 37%, and Lyman said sales in April could be off as much as 50 to 60%. A rebound for the sector will likely depend on how long the crisis lasts and what level of support the U.S. government provides for consumers in the meantime. Most major automakers, including General Motors and Toyota, are due to report quarterly U.S. sales on April 1st. Ford Motor Company and Fiat Chrysler will report sales on April 2nd. Just how bad March was is an open question. But Cox Automotive did not release a monthly forecast and did say, though, its data showed that on March 27th, new vehicle sales to consumers fell 55% versus the same day last year. Well, today, oil tumbled to an 18-year low as coronavirus lockdowns cascaded through the world's largest economies, leaving the market overwhelmed by cratering demand and a ballooning surplus. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by 6.6%, or $1.42, to settle at $20.09, its lowest level since February of 2002. A huge oversupply is collapsing the oil market structure, and there may be even more weaknesses to come as the world quickly runs out of storage capacity. A slump in demand has shut refineries from South Africa to Canada, leading to excess barrels that are stuck in the market. Well, today, Johnson & Johnson said it made a $1 billion deal with the U.S. government to create enough manufacturing capacity for more than 1 billion doses of a vaccine it's testing to fight the coronavirus, which has killed more than 34,000 people around the globe. Johnson & Johnson said that it has selected its own lead vaccine candidate and would start human testing of its experimental coronavirus vaccine by September, with an eye of having it ready for emergency use in early 2021. J&J said the first batches of a vaccine could be available under an emergency use authorization in early next year. That's far quicker than the typical 18-month period it takes for vaccines to be tested, approved, and then manufactured. Today, Ford Motor Company said it will produce 50,000 ventilators over the next 100 days. It's all being done at a plant in Michigan in cooperation with General Electric's healthcare unit. And then the company can build 30,000 per month as needed to treat patients. Ford said the simplified ventilator design, which is licensed by GE Healthcare, has been cleared by the Food and Drug Administration and can meet the needs of most COVID-19 patients. Now, this is interesting. The units rely on air pressure without the need for electricity. In a related development today, Richard Branson's California rocket company, Virgin Orbit, said that they have partnered with medical researchers and developed a ventilator device that the company plans to mass produce and send to hospitals around the United States. The new ventilators have not yet been approved by the FDA, and the company does not have a precise timeline for when FDA approval would come. But Virgin Orbit is hopeful the approval process will only be a few days because the ventilator devices fall under the FDA's Emergency Use Authorization Authority. Well, stocks ended sharply higher today, building on a strong rally from last week as the U.S. extended measures to contain the coronavirus outbreak. The Dow closed up 690 points, or 3.2%, at 22,327. The S&P 500 gained 3.3% to close at 2626, while the NASDAQ added 3.6%, ending the day at 7724. Tech stocks such as Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon led the way higher for Wall Street. Microsoft jumped by 7%, while Alphabet climbed by 3.3%, and Amazon was up by 3.4%. The gains are being attributed to President Trump being persuaded not to reopen the U.S. for business as usual on Sunday, April 12th, and pushing back that date until the 30th of April. However, nobody is exactly sure how long we'll be in this mode. Some are predicting this may last well into summer. But with the news today on Wall Street, it was all met with approval. And finally, there is this. Because of the coronavirus, more of us are contending with the emotional challenges of living in varying degrees of isolation. So, it might help to take some advice from those who have spent large chunks of time in space. Several astronauts, including retired NASA astronaut Scott Kelly, who lived aboard the International Space Station for almost a year, have weighed in with tips in recent days. Their advice? Well, stick to a routine. Keep lines of communication open and do not forget self-care. Astronomer Katie Mack said that in addition, you might consider looking at the stars. Why? Well, she says it may put our individual experiences in a larger perspective. Coming up, and just a click away, Laura Kennard with some really hyper-local thoughts about business events that have gone online here in the greater Des Moines metro. With a shout-out, by the way, to several. It's coming up next.